Okay. Dine kala nechnes l'chopa. Tva uli nasei. The Gemara says in the bottom of daf samach vavam and aleph. Tva uli nasei. They requested a woman to agree to nisuin. Meaning in the old days, the irisin would be a long time ago. But that would not be exciting because the irisin was done so far in advance that no one was yet really excited about the wedding. It could be a year, it could be more than that in advance. But if they propose nisuin, vinid paisan, she agrees to nisuin, meaning she accepts a proposal. And now she's really doing the nisuin, which means living with the husband. She has to keep shivanakiyam. Bein gedola, bein katana, whether she is a gedola or a katana. Even if she did a bdika at the time of this proposal, and she found she was tahora, nonetheless, why? Because we have this big chashash. Maybe because of chimud, at the time of proposal, she has a chimud. A chimud is a desire, a taiva, right? And now she thinks about the bia with her husband. So maybe she saw a tiny drop of blood, and even though she did a bedik and didn't find anything, maybe it just, she didn't notice it coming out, and she didn't even notice when she checked it. It got lost someplace in a crack, in a crevice, it fell out. Maybe there was a tiny drop of blood and it got lost. This is obviously a very far chashash. She didn't feel anything, and she even if she did a bedik and didn't find anything. Nonetheless, Chazal are so certain that there's a suffix of dam chimud. They don't be certain there is dam chimud. They're just that they're certain there's decent odds of dam chimud. That we assume there might have been dam chimud, and she needs shivan akiyam. This is an across-the-board rule. And the chiddush here, this is the case in the Gemara. This is the misunderstanding of the Gemara. I don't remember the names of the Rabbanim in the Gemara were. Something like that. Jewish names, yes. Rav, apparently other people also don't remember because there's different Gersos, right? Our printed Gemara has Ravina and Rav Chanina, but there are different, it might be Rav Chaviva. So Ravina and Rav Chaviva, they made the Shidduch, and Ravina came and said, you know, let's do it in 4 days. And then he came and he said, let's do it another. Okay, let's give you the story, although there's two different versions of the story. So, Ravina said, you want to do the ksuba in four days? He said, yes. But it came to 4 days. He made him wait another 4 days, total of 7 days. Meaning if you count the four, towards the first four and the last four, same day. Why? He says, well, because the holy nothing, so you have a kiyam. Like, why did you think 4 days? Isn't it obvious you have to wait 7 days after proposing Yisuin? He says, no, but my daughter is under bat mitzvah. So a katan is misulek as damim. She doesn't have dam chimud. And the answer is, nope. And he says, I heard mefirish from Rava, lo shna gedola, lo shna katana, even a katana has dam chimud. If even a katana has dam chimud, then what do we see? If we remember, who is, out of all the women who are misulekos damen, who's the most misulekos damen? A katana. Prove to me that a katana is more misulekos damen than anyone else. Because a kesem applies to zakena and muberes minika, not to a katana. Therefore, the Pesach Chuvas of Katan Beis, he quotes in the Achronim, and everyone agrees, if even a katana this applies to kol shakena muberes and a menekes and a zakena. Which means, halacha lemaisa, what does this mean? So the poskim will write, nowadays, what's the nafkamina of tvo'oli nasei tzvichali shev sivirikiyam? We'll see some nafkaminas coming up, but at first, what's the big nafkamina? After all, we don't keep Tum Vatara nowadays, right? If you have a girl, every girl who gets married already got her period, right? They throw you in jail if you marry off your daughter 10 or 11 nowadays, right? So you marry off your daughter, she is 20, or 22, or 24. She's already gotten 100 periods, right? So of course she has to count Shimon Akiyam before the wedding if you propose to her because she's a Nida and we don't keep Tum Vatara, so she never went to the mikvah in her whole life. So, therefore, the etzem din here doesn't have such a big nafkamina for us because we all have to, every kala has to go to the mikveh anyway because she got her period 100 times since she was a little girl. But the chiddush is even a misulekas damen. My sashaya, someone once called and said, I'm an almana. My husband passed away, I was already old. So I went to the mikveh. 10 years later, my first husband passed away. And now I've been tahora since then, right? And now I met a man and I want to get married, but it looks shady. Do I have to go to the mikveh before the wedding? Good question, right? On the one hand, she grew up, the kallahs always went to the mikveh. On the other hand, she's not a nida. She hasn't been a nida for 20 years. So, what's the answer? Halacha l'maisa? Ben gedola ben ktana, afilu zekena, it says in the Pesachei Tshuva here, even though she's zekena, so like this damim, the chtam chima is such a strong zera, that even a zekena has to count shiv nikiyim and go to the mikveh because of dam chimud. So this really could be halacha l'maisa. Again, not for regular girls. Regular girls have to go to the mikveh because they're nidas. And ketanas, we don't have nowadays getting married. But a zekena could be getting married. Nonetheless, she still has to go to the mikveh. Theoretically, Mumberes Meinika also, although that doesn't come up so much because Mela, it's a iser, a very strong iser, that a Mumberes Meinika cannot marry anyone other than the father of the baby. So Muberis Meinikas don't get married. It's Aser Midrabanan for Muberis Meinika to marry another man, a different man, that not the father, because we're afraid it'll be dangerous for the baby, that it's unwanted by the new father, and the father will be negligent, and it could be Sakana for the baby. And if the Muberis marries the father of the baby, usually she's an Ida anyway, because that means it came through his nus. Okay, so Lamaisa, Zakena comes up.
Nowadays, a woman, a girl only has to wait 7 days and not 12. We're saying she's
the Ida. Good question. We haven't gotten to the reason for the 5 days is because we're afraid of the Shechah Zerah from the Bia. So a single girl who doesn't have, who this doesn't apply to, would only have to wait 7 days from the end of the period. Okay, so the chiddush here, even if there's no period at all, even if she hasn't gotten her period for 20 years, even if she never got her period, she's a ketana, she still has to wait 7 days because of dam chimur, and that is a mefurish gemara. Okay, now, where do we get the machlokes? This has to do with the story in the gemara. The Rashba says that you don't need a hefzik tara or Bedigos during Shiva Nikiyam. The Rashba said this is a funny case. She needs Shiva Nikiyam, but she doesn't need a Hefzik Tara or Bedigos. Okay, technically we haven't learned this yet, but we're almost all here married. So we're aware that for Shiva Nikiyam, the woman has to do a Hefzik Tara before the Shiva Nikiyam starts, one Bedika, and then during the Shiva Nikiyam, she has to do a Bedika every day. We are machmir to do two bedikas every day, but that doesn't come up here because since theirs is a lighter kind, it's not a nida gemura d'oraisa, so no one thinks it's two bedikas a day. The maximum is one bedika a day. We'll see for a real nida or extra machmir, two bedikas a day. So says the Rashba, you don't need a hefzik tara and you don't need to do bedikos during Shiva Nikiyam. Why not? How does he know? Because of the funny story. Let's remember the story. Here, there are a few ways to read the story. Samach Vavam Nalef at the bottom. Ravina had married off his son to Rav Chanina. It was Meshadach, his son, to Rav Chanina's daughter. And Ravina said to Rav Chanina, you want to write the ksuba in 4 days? And he said, yes. Rav Chanina said, you want to write the ksuba in four days, and Ravina said yes. And Rav Chavi, the time came, and then Ravina waited another 4 days. Now, the way most Rishonim Rashi or most Rishonim are, total of 7 days. Because if you wait like for the fourth day, and then from then to the fourth day, it's like 4 plus 3, 7 days. He says, why did you do this? My hai. He says, oh, because you know you need Shiva Nikiyam for Dam Chimud. He says, oh, but I thought my daughter was a katana, I didn't need it. No, you need Shiva Nikiyam for Dam Chimud. So what happens here? Rav Chaviva waited 4 days, and then all of a sudden got this news that he needed Shiva Nikiyam. So he finished the 7 days. But the Rashi says, hold on a second. He didn't know about the Shiva Nikiyam at the beginning, right? How does the Rashba read this Gemara? The Rashba reads this Gemara that, suggested, and then he delayed 4. And it was delayed 7. Right? That's the story in the Gemara. Right? I don't want to write, it's a Gersa issue, whether Dalet is Revi'i or Arba. So we'll just write 4. How does the Rashba and Rashi here, and most Rishonim read this Gemara? Says Rashi and the Rashba, how do they read this Gemara? They say he originally suggested 4 days, right? Meaning 4 after Nitpaisa. Then they added another 4. Why did they add another 4? Because they resolved this misunderstanding, right? The 4 or after resolving the misunderstanding. What was the 7? Total of 7 after Nitpaisa. But what did we see? Out of that 7 after Nitpaisa, half of them were before he understood that his daughter, even though she's Tana, had to keep this halacha. And 4 of them were after he understood she had to keep the halacha. Meaning for the first 4 days there, he had no idea of what was going on. It could be, even though it's not exactly clear when they had this conversation, that maybe even for the first 7 days, they didn't know what was going on. Right? So delayed another 4 days, right? We'll leave it more open. He waited 4, he delayed another 4. Okay, but he didn't know these were Shiva Nikiyam because they didn't clarify it till the end of 4 days or maybe even the end of 7 days. So what comes out? What comes out is that all 7 days count as Shiva Nikiyam, even though the Kala had no idea. She had no idea. The Chassan's father didn't tell the Kala's father until afterwards that she needed Shiva Nikiyam. But why did they have to start again and do Shiva Nikiyam? After all, when they clarified the misunderstanding, he said, let's start again and keep Shiva Nikiyam. Let's start again and keep Shiva Nikiyam. Do a Hefzik Tara, tell your daughter to do a Hefzik Tara, tell her to do a Bdik every day. What do we see from here, said the Rashba? That you don't need Hefzik Tara and you don't need Shiva Nikiyam. Meaning, you don't need Hefzik Tara or Bedikos Toch Shiva Nikiyam. Right? That's what we see. You don't need Hefzik Tara, you don't need Bedikos during Shiva Nikiyam. Because we see that the days counted even though she had no idea. She was only told afterward that this halacha applied to her. And the days still counted. However, not everyone agrees to this. The Rishoni Ashkenaz read this a little differently. The Rush and the Rashbam, quoted in the Mordechai, read this story a little differently. What does the Rush say? The Rush says they waited till the 4th after Nitpaisa. Then they waited another 4 days, right? delayed another 4 days. And then just to add one step. The father of Chassan delayed total 7 days after Nitpaisa. The father of the Chassan delayed a total of 7 days after Nitpaisa. And then he adds one more step. Then they resolved the misunderstanding. Then they resolved, even though I'm not sure when the Rashba thinks they resolved the misunderstanding, let's even put it here. Then they resolved the misunderstanding at the end of the 7 days, And then, hold on, the father chasnet, the father kala. I delayed total 7 days because I thought your daughter was doing this shivanikiyah. She didn't know she was chayvin shivanikiyah. So, and then adds the rush, obviously, they waited another 7 days to keep a proper Shiva Nikiyam. Meaning what the Rush says is that you think this is the end of the story. The Kala's father said 4 days. The Chasna's father says stalled another 4 days. Then they said, why? The Chasna's father says, because you need Shiva Nikiyam. Kala's father says, I didn't realize. Chasna's father says, no, you really need Shiva Nikiyam. I heard from Rafa. So Rafa, and then there are Yotzei Lamafreya Seven Nikiyam, which shows you don't need to do anything. The Rush said, that's ridiculous. Kevin Yotzei Shiva Nikiyam without doing anything means that then they waited another 7 days. It just didn't say so because it was too obvious.
The original suggestion was
And then the original suggestion was a misunderstanding. The original suggestion was a misunderstanding. He said, you want to write the ksuba? And the chassan's father thought he meant, oh, write the ksuba, but of course we're going to wait for the wedding. And then the kala's father says, no, I thought we were going to write the ksuba and have the wedding in 4 days. The chassan said, I thought we'd write the ksuba in 4 days and have the wedding in 7 days. The kala's father said, why did you think we'd have the wedding in 7 days if I said 4 days? Says, oh, because you need Shiva Nikiyam. Says, I thought I didn't need Shiva Nikiyam. She's a ketana. No, you do need Shiva Nikiyam. And then according to the Rashba, they said, L'mafrei, we have Shiva Nikiyam. Great. According to the Rosh, they started another Shiva Nikiyam. The Rashbam, quoting the Mordechai, has a different read of this Gemara. And this has to do with the fact that our Gemara has the word Arba, but usually in the Ksav Kisveyad, it was Dalit. Yeah?
According to the Rosh, that shows that you need a ketana.
That shows that, at the very least, you need to do B'dikas during Shiva Nikiyam. At the very least, you need bedikas during Shiva Nikiyam. Now, the what does that prove? That proves that you need kavana for Shiva Nikiyam with bedikos during the Shiva Nikiyam. Right? Whether you need a Hesed Tower, we're not sure, because the Hesed Tower is like the day before the Shiva Nikiyam. But it at least shows you need to have a purposeful Shiva Nikiyam of doing B'dikos and keeping Shiva Nikiyam on purpose. You can't just say, well, I seem to have been clean for 7 days retroactively, that's good enough.
According to the Rashba, what makes the days Nikiyam?
Give me a second. Okay.
Are those two Chalakim, or is it one thing? I mean, let's say you happen to have done B'dikos without Kavanah.
Or you need kavana. That's clear. That's pretty clear in the Rosh for the Rosh.
What is kavana?
That you know you're keeping doing Shiva Nikiyam. You're keeping an eye on yourself.
And like, why is that?
It would be like weird to do B'dikos without kavana.
I'm saying totally theoretical. Why?
Because the whole point of Shiva Nikiyam is to check if you're still bleeding or not. And if you don't pay attention, you might be bleeding.
So let's say you check.
Yeah, I'm saying so. It's a weird case. Why would you check for no reason?
But theoretically, are these two different parts, or is it one thing?
I think it's two different parts. I think you need both requirements. I just think it's unlikely, but I think you need both requirements, Lamaisa. Okay, now, here's the tricky part. Says the Rashbam says, Dalid can mean fourth day. That's what everyone's been assuming until now. How else can you translate Dalid? Not the fourth day from now, but
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Why would Wednesday be relevant? Anyone remember a Mishnah at the beginning of a famous Maseches? Shulinis is Yom Arvi. So he says, no, he suggested Wednesday. He suggested Wednesday. They said, you want to do the chuppah on Wednesday? Let's do the chuppah on Wednesday. And then what happened? Then he delayed until, not another 4 days, another Wednesday, till the next Wednesday. He delayed until the next Wednesday. Why did he delay until the next Wednesday? Because they realized the misunderstanding. Meaning the way the Rashbam reads it, he didn't delay 4 days and then another 4 days to make seven. He delayed till Wednesday, and then they had this misunderstanding, and he delayed till the next Wednesday. They said, you want to do it on Wednesday? Great. Came Wednesday, the Kala's father said, you ready? Kala's father says, what do you mean? It hasn't been a full 7 days. Kala's father said, what full 7 days? He says, Dam Chima. Said, Ketanik said, still Dam Chima. So they waited till the next Wednesday. Meaning, after resolving the misunderstanding, They waited another 7 days, right? So it's a totally different way of the timeline, right? But what does he have in common? What does Rashbam, who's quoting the Mordechai, have in common with the Rush? He has in common with the Rush is that you need 7 days after you realize you need Shiva Nakiyam. He just says it didn't take them 7 days to realize. It only took them till Wednesday to realize. But what do we see? We see the same Yisod. According to the Rashbam, what's the Yisod? He said Wednesday. When Wednesday came, which was less than 7 days, because it was a random day in the middle of the week, and he said Wednesday. Let's say it was Sunday, he said Wednesday. Wednesday came. So what do we mean? We need next on Wednesday, because you need at least Shiva Nakiyam. And then they waited, after they resolved the misunderstanding, they waited another 7 days. What we see from the Rashbam and the Rush and many others is that you need 7 days of purposeful Shiva Nakiyam. It's not enough. It's not enough to just have 7 days and you don't notice any blood. You need 7 days of purposeful Shiva Nakiyam. So here we have a machlokas. Here we have a machlokas. Do you need bedikas during Shiva Nakiyam or not? The Rashba says you don't need bedikas during Shiva Nakiyam. You just need to not have noticed any blood for 7 days. While the Rush and the Rashbam say, no, you need a real Shiva Nakiyam.
Just the case for the Rashbam, the original meeting between the fathers was on Sunday, let's say.
Yeah.
And then that Wednesday.
That there must have been a misunderstanding, right? The father of the Kala says, you want to write the Ksuba Wednesday? The father of the Chassan obviously didn't think he meant to do the Nisuin on Wednesday. So they got together on Wednesday, and the father of the Kala said, you ready for the Nisuin? Father of the Chassan says, what do you mean? We can't do the Nisuin. You haven't had time to do this Dam Chibad yet. You have to wait till next Wednesday.
So why do you end up bringing Kavan and purposeful?
Because
they didn't have 7 days, so they waited until the next Wednesday because they want to get married on Wednesday.
Ah, I see. Maybe this just proves that they're waiting because they want to get married on Wednesday because Sula Nisis Liam Hervi. Okay, that is fair. That is a fair point. That is a good question. The answer is I'm not sure. I'm not sure it is a good question. Sorry again.
Delay a wedding like that should have taken place already.
I mean, that's what Psalm means, right? Whenever you're ready, you wait for your RV. So the answer is I'm not sure, Effie. Maybe I just didn't think of that when I was reading the Rashbam's quote on Mordechai right there in Nija. So I have to look at it again, see if he addressed it. There's some sentence that deals with that I just didn't pay attention to. Okay, anyway, halacha l'maisa, what do you need? Halacha l'maisa, there are more than one sheet to hear. So, Zion Nikiyam. For the sake of Dam Chimud. So what are the two shitas? Says the Rashba, no Hefsek Tara, you don't need Hefsek Tara, and no Bedikos during the Shiva Nakiyam. However, all the Rishonim disagree. Being the Rishonim Ashkenaz that I just mentioned, the Rush, the Rashbam, who's quoted by the Mordechai, Bain, most Rishonai Sfarad, the Ravid, and the Ramban all say you need Bedikas during Shiva Nakiyam. All say you need Bedikas during Shiva Nakiyam. They say, but they admit you don't need a Hefsek Tara. That far they're willing to compromise. No Hefsek Tara. You don't need a Hefsek Tara, but you do need bedikos during Shiva Nakiyam, and I'm adding here, you need kavana to count Shiva Nakiyam, which is not explicitly discussed in the Shulchan Aruch anywhere, but based on the Achronim, it seems that that's the halacha l'maaseh. Okay, but what turns out is that I haven't really found any Rishonim quoted as saying that you need bedikos during Shiva Nakiyam and Hefsek Tara. Everyone seems to be at least a little vagal here. You at least don't need a Hefsek Tara. Okay, why do you at least not need a Hefsek Tara? And let's see how we pass it first. Then we'll go to the Sfaris. says the Shulchan Aruch, the Einat Tzrich Hefzik Tara, Shal Fishal Bakr, you want to be La Hafzik Tara, Mono Yom Makar Shemekiv. You don't need Hefzik Tara, even if she didn't check on the day to March, it still count. She can start counting Shemekiyim. Mi Yotzri from Bedikah Dol Shiva, but you do need Bedikah during Shemekiyim, meaning we do not paskin like the Rashba. We do paskin like the other Rishonim, that you don't need a Hefzik Tara, but you need Bedikah during Shemekiyim. Why don't you need a Hefzik Tara? And maybe that will also help us the Rashba. Like, why are we so mako? If you need Shemekiyim, then you need Shemekiyim, right? Why should we be so mako that that you don't need a Hefzik Tara, according to most Rishonim, and according to the Rashba, you don't need a Hefzik Tara or any Bedikos. So the answer is that the right view, the Bali Nefesh, gives two answers, one of which is in the pause here. Why are we so Mako? Why don't you need a Hefzik Tara? So the right view gives two answers. What's the point of a Hefzik Tara? The point of a Hefzik Tara is that, yeah? Dam chimud puts you in regular nida, if it happens. If it happens. Oh, well, that's the issue, right? But the tricky part is that we haven't necessarily seen it happen. So why do you normally need a Hefzik Tara? You normally need a Hefzik Tara to prove you stop bleeding. Because half of you count Shivan Nikiyim if you're still Bechezka's bleeding. But dam chimud is a funny thing. Because would you say this woman's Bechezka's bleeding? Why not? Because she didn't actually find any blood. It's just a chashash, right? Meaning she didn't see any blood because of the chimud. We just think she might have. So if we think she might have, we'll be machmer. Oh, the achronim assuming drabana that she needs shemitakiyah. But it's hard to say she's bechezkas bleeding if she hasn't seen any blood, and therefore why not? Why no? Hey, tes hefzik tara. So the rabbi gives two answers. A. She's not Bechezkas bleeding because she didn't actually see blood. Hefzik Tara is a woman mamish got her period. She needs to prove she stopped bleeding. She's Bechezkas bleeding until proven otherwise. If she doesn't do a Hefzik Tara, she can't be nucky. But over here, she's not Bechezkas bleeding. She never saw any blood. Not only that, the rabbi gives his first shot. He says that Chazal knew it's that dam chimud. Is only momentary. They knew the way dam chimud works is even if she bleeds a little dam chimud, it's only for one moment. It doesn't continue. Dam chimud doesn't bring your period and make it continue. Dam chimud is a type of bleeding that doesn't continue. It's only at that moment. In which case, if it's a type of bleeding that doesn't continue, then even if it happens, you can't say you're Bechezkas bleeding, because it's a type of bleeding that doesn't continue. So that's why you don't need a Hefzik Tara. You don't need a Hefzik Tara because, number one, you're not Bechezkas bleeding because you didn't find any blood. And number two, you're also not Bechezkas bleeding because even if there was blood, it's a type of blood that doesn't continue past that moment. And therefore, unlike a period. And therefore, you don't need a Hefzik Tara. And you could start your Shem Nikiyim the next day even without a Hefzik Tara. Because you were never Bechezkas bleeding. You were Bechashash Nida, but not Bechezkas bleeding.
And you should apply that same Svar of not requiring Bedikas
Nida. Aha. So then, what's the Machlok between the Rashba and everyone else? The Rashba would say, and therefore, you also don't need any Bedikas. Because, you also don't need Bedikas. Because the whole point of Bedikas is to take you out of the Bechezkas bleeding. And since you weren't Bechezkas bleeding, you don't need Bedikas. And what would the other Rishonim say? Well, there's more than a thing they could say. Well, one thing they could say is that, no, the purpose of the Bedikos is not just to take your Bechezkas bleeding. The purpose of the Bedikos is to be magdir the day as a Kiyum Sfira. Is part of the Kiyum Sfira. Part of the Kiyum Sfira involves Bedikos. And therefore, I don't care what your Chazaka was. If you don't have a Kiyum of Sfira without Bedikos, you think you do a Kiyum of Sfira by just thinking in your mind that you're counting? No, to do a Kiyum of Sfira, you need to do actions. So maybe that's the machlokas here. I mean, everyone agrees normally you need Bedikos. Because it's not a... If you're Bechezkas bleeding, it's for sure not a Chezkas. You're not making anything without checking. But then it seems to be the one of the machlokas here. No one explicates this here, right? This really belongs to another siman. But it seems to be that... What can you say based on that? Rashba says... bidikos in Zayin Nun and Zayin Nekiyim are only because she is becheskas bleeding. And therefore, she's not becheskas bleeding. She doesn't need them. Right? But Shar Rishonim might say, because there's another pshat also. But at the very least, here I'm going to, you'll see why I'm saying this. The Ramban, let's say the Ramban and the Raivid would say that Bedikos during Zayin Nekiyim are in order to have a Chalos Sphira, Visafra La. Without Bedikos, it's not a Chalos Sphira. I don't care what a Chazak was. The Hefzik Tar is not part of the Chalos Sphira. How can the Hefzik Tar be part of the Chalos? It's before the Sphira Nekiyim. The Hefzik Tar is just to get her out of her Chazak. If she wasn't in the Chazak, she's okay. But the Bedikos and Zayin Nekiyim aren't part of her Chazak. They're part of the Kiyim. They're part of the Chalos. And therefore, you need them for the Chalos. Very fascinating Machlokas. Yes?
For the Hefzik Tar, would we say differently if she found the Kesem or something?
It's a fascinating question. What would we say if she found the Kesem? Halacha l'maisa, it's not 100% clear that we showed him, but halacha l'maisa, we assume that even a Kesem needs Shiva Niki, it needs to have the Kara. Why? Because the whole point of a Kesem is we think she might have bled regular, might have bled for regular menstrual reasons and just only saw it here, and therefore she's Becheska's bleeding. Okay, it's still interesting. She's the suffix, etc., but it's more of a grounded suffix, at least. So, or maybe you could say the way there are gozers, we gozers if we know she saw. But it's a good question. Meaning, we paskin, you need a hefsek tara. The truth is, we didn't discuss that in the Pesach. But you understand how that's really an open question. It's not 100% clear, Misvara, if you need a hefsek tara or you don't for a kesem. Okay, maybe we'll get to it. We'll discuss someplace, but I can't find it right now. Okay, now, yes?
Is Damchim something that actually occurs nowadays?
Okay, nowadays I have no scientific corroboration or explanation of Damchim, meaning it is true scientifically that your mood affects your menstrual cycle, and that clearly the hormones are affected by mood, and clearly chimud is a mood. But I have no specific corroboration in modern science. So I cannot, that's not going to be helpful.
It's interesting because Romach was Tashmish, directly related, right?
Romach was Tashmish.
So I guess Dumb Met of Fear, I thought it. The woman is in hiding.
Yes.
Is it the same thing?
So I don't know. I mean, Lamaisa, I don't have great scientific corroboration for a lot of these things. So I'm not sure. Okay, halach l'maisa, now there's a big chakira that the Beis Yosef brings up. Chakira as to why you need bedikos during Shiva Nekiyim. I know I gave one reason, but it's really a little trickier. Or, let's say a little better. Let's first read the Ramah here. Says the Ramah, Tzricha bedikato Shiva, kol yom l'chakila, every day l'chakila, remember. In regular Shiva Nekiyim, the Shulchan Aruch says twice a day l'chachila. That's a bit of a chumrah, since Damchim would be the Achronim, assume is only the Rabbanan, so we just stick with the Ikar din of once a day l'chachila. Miyu b'diyeved l'lobod gatzmarach pamachas toch shiva sadi. But b'diyeved, once during the whole 7 days is good enough. This is basically the majority opinion for Shiva Nekiyim. The majority opinion for Shiva Nekiyim is that l'chachila you need once a day, b'diyeved, just once during the week. The actual halacha in Shiva Nekiyim is more machmir than that. We're choshesh for the minority opinion that l'chachila you need twice a day and b'dyeved twice during the week, day 1 and 7. But over here, since d'abchimet is only d'rabbanan, we're giving you the majority view in the Rishonim about Shiva Nekiyim. L'chachila once a day, b'dyeved once a week. Okay, that's not a big deal necessarily. Until we get to a little later. Maybe we'll wait until we get to a little later. Ah, okay, sorry. I did forget there is another opinion. The other opinion is not in the, is not named in the Torah of the Beis Yosef, but I should mention there's another opinion, but who is it? If you look, you'll find it. in the Ra'ah. What book of the Ra'ah would you find it in? What book of the Ra'ah would talk about Hilchos Nida?
Hilchos Nida the Ra'ah.
Nope. It's not a freestanding book.
I was going to say the Ra'ah.
The Berak HaBayis, right? The Rashi of Torah HaBayis. Mm-hmm. It's on Kashrus, but the last book of the Torah HaBayis is on Hilchos Nida. That's where the Beis Yosef quotes from often. So the Ra'ah, Ra'ah Sajos, on the slide, Berak HaBayis. The Ra'ah actually is the third opinion. That, we'll just put him here. Even though, Kedark HaKodesh, the Ra'ah never gets quoted by name. Like, you know, they say Yesh Omer and this and that, but the usually doesn't quote it by name, but the Ra'ah does hold that it's like, she needs Hefsek Tara. We should just add that to know all the Shitas. And the Dikos Toch Shiva Nikiyim. Basically, the Ra'ah has nothing interesting to say. She needs a regular Shiva Nikiyim, same as every other Nida. Okay, but he doesn't really make it here. You know, the Beis Yosef quotes somewhere we showed him say, Yesh Omer, who said this, but they don't even name him. But if you look at the Berak HaBayis, you can find this in the Ra'ah. He's the diametrical opposite of the Rashi, which is what he likes to do.
Do you like the Shulchan Aruch?
No, Shulchan Aruch says no Hefsek Tara, but and yes, the Dikos. He says you do need Hefsek Tara, right? Basically just a third logical possibility. Some will say, is there a third logical possibility? There is, it's the Ra'ah, but no one takes him seriously.
But the Ra'ah didn't call you is that disagreeing with Shulchan Aruch or explaining the
Shulchan Aruch? Not 100% clear. He seems to be explaining the Shulchan Aruch, but Taka, it's not so clear in Beis Yosef. What Beis Yosef's own Hakorah would be, as I'll mention in a few moments, okay? Now, we'll get to it soon. Let me just mention one or two other interesting issues. Number one, says the Shas of Katan Aleph. Ibn Nagu Lahasu Katara Aflum Sula, Vokim Kol Shivan Akiyim. Nowadays, our meetings require Hefsek Tara. So, says the Shach, you know what? All this nice lundus about Becheskas this and etc., that's all true, I'll be din. But this is the minhag. The minhag is like the Ra'ah. I don't think the minhag is because of the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah didn't have much authority in the history of Halacha. The minhag is just the extra machmir, etrigar, hefsek tara, and shivan akiyim. Now, of course, nowadays, except for that old lady who I mentioned called, of course, nowadays, it's not a minhag. Nowadays, I'll be din every kala needs a hefsek tara and shivan akiyim. Because every kala is a nida. Forget about that akiva. Every kala got her period 100 times. The shach means even the old lady, who is not a nida, still I'll be minhag, needs a hefsek tara. So halacha l'maisa, our kala needs a hefsek tara against the Shulchan Aruch for two reasons. Number one, because the minhag is to be more machmir the Shulchan Aruch and require hefsek tara. Number two, because the Shulchan Aruch is talking about if she wasn't a regular nida. But our kalas are all regular nidas, and of course a regular nida needs a hefsek tara, and therefore nowadays we need a hefsek tara, very important. The shach, sifkot and beis, we already mentioned. let's just mention the fascinating question of history. The Taz is very bothered. There's a million answers to this, so we'll just mention two or three. Taz is very bothered by Tamar and Rut. How could Tamar sleep with Yehuda? After he agreed to sleep with her, she didn't wait 7 days. And how could Rut sleep with Boaz? It's not clear to me exactly what his shot in Megillus Rus is here, because I didn't think Rus slept with Boaz until a long time afterwards when they made a chasa. I just thought she slept with him. Because, sorry, this is pretty bad. See, euphemisms are not good for clarity. They're good for morals, but not for clarity. I didn't think Ruth had intercourse with Boaz that night in the threshing floor. I just thought she went to sleep next to him, avoiding all euphemisms. But in any case, it sort of sounds from her like he's equating Rus and Tamar, like, and he thinks Rus and Boaz, I don't know, did something. At the very least, they yichud. So maybe that's what bothered him, right? Rus certainly had yichud, and kirur basar with Boaz, that's clear, right? She clearly had some yichud with Boaz, and Tamar had more than yichud with Yehuda. So how is that mutter if they hadn't waited 7 days? So the Taz the Taz gives two answers. One answer is that Dam Chimon is a Gzeira D'Rabbanan, and Ruth and Tamar lived before the Gzeira D'Rabbanan.
Wait. Dam Chimon happens when exactly?
At the moment of proposal. Didn't Tamar make a proposal to Yehuda?
What does it mean, proposal?
Aha! So Ellie's saying that he doesn't. You know what? I'm with Ellie. The Taz gives two answers. A, historically they were before the Gzeira. B, it's only Chimon if you're thinking about what will happen later. Since they were already in bed at the time, therefore there's no chimud, because chimud means thinking about what will happen later. Think about what will happen immediately is not chimud. Which is an interesting psychological observation. Is that really true? You know, yesh bazem mashu. There's something more taivadik about imagining what will happen later than immediately doing something now. But all of us are objecting to the Taz like the Nesivos and the Chavos Nas. Said, what are you talking about, Mr. Rabbi Taz? Says, I know why there's no chimud. Because you have to know a little bit about the psychology of girls. Right? Psychology of girls is the biggest chimud that a man will engage in intercourse with them. What's the biggest chimud? A man will marry them. Right? What are you talking about? Since before they even had a yetzer hara for intercourse. When they're 4 years old, they've been putting on the white dress and pretending to be a kala. Now, I'm not naive. I understand. Part of the chimud is also the physical intimacy that happens. Says, no, the real chimud is not for a one-night stand. Chimud is for marriage. And that's what Chavos Nas says. Says, I'll tell you why Rus and Tamar didn't have chimud. Because chimud is only if you propose marriage. They didn't propose marriage at the time. That was only Znos Bialma. And therefore, there's no problem of dam chimud.
Just to offer another answer, you can say that when the woman is the initiator, or there's less of the...
maybe the woman is the initiator, there's no chimud. She's been planning this. Right, when you've been planning the whole time, you don't have a sudden moment of chimud. It's teba'ua v'nit paisa. That's a good deal. I'm sure one of the Ephraim says this. There's so many Ephraim, I forgot them all. It's like the 8th day of Chanukah almost. I should have learned this on the 8th day of Chanukah. Except they didn't have shir. Anyway, that's a great answer as well. Right? Meaning maybe there's only chimud when the man plans. Then the woman has a little surprise. Not a big surprise. It could be kiddushin, but she didn't know how many years she would wait. You know, over here where she's or pulling the strings, so maybe it's not for Ula. She's Tobin, and he's mispious. Maybe in that case, although Yehuda and Tamar, yeah, he was Tobin, but still it was her idea.
You have to be halacha l'maisa. Because some women propose to men.
Okay, but in any case, halacha l'maisa I would not be makel based on Isaac Svara. Halacha l'maisa I would not be makel based on Isaac Svara. Anyway, it's a fascinating question.
The second Svara of the Taz, we have to say that, otherwise there's going to be down chimud every time that it has the type of her husband, no?
No, because you could say the type is only for the type is only for the first time. What?
Here too, they were previously married.
No. I assume the first time in this person. Yes, but you know, Kit is not the same as that's clear. It's very important in life to remember the difference between something being kiss something and it actually being that thing. Okay. Anyway, there's a whole fascinating discussion here of what counts as. What counts as a... let us... one second. The second episode of Cotton Aleph has some interesting discussions. For example, what if a woman is a shota and then she regains her senses? Does she have a new chimud when she gets das? Or no, chimud is not das. Chimud is hergation. She had a chimud before she had das. Interesting question. Okay, it doesn't come up all the time, but like fascinating question, right? The woman, you propose the marriage, etc. All of a sudden, she gets da'as 4 days before the wedding. Does she now have a chimud? Because now she understands what she's doing. Okay, fascinating question. We're not going to get to it. They also have a discussion of, can you have chimud before seeing him? Let's say they propose to the woman, she hasn't seen the chasid yet. Does she have chimud at the proposal or only when she sees him? And they say, oh, Pasha, come on, whoever sees the chasin when 7 days before the wedding, ma'apitom, ma'isim chol yom, that they go to the mikveh before they see him. You don't see him until the wedding. So you could be yotze, the chumrah comes even before seeing him, but there's an interesting discussion here. We'll come back to the first half because Yitzchak got an aleph in a moment or two. What else did I want to discuss? I think that's enough for now. Let's go to Beis, and then we'll come back to this for a bit. Beis. Shivas yom halalu monim. When do you count these 7 days? Means, when is the moment of chimud? When is the moment of chimud? Mishashi so meches bedato mechina atma l'chopa. At the moment she is sure in her mind, she's counting on it, and she prepares herself for the chuppah, afin shalom eskat shadayim, even before the kiddushin. What's he saying here? That in the Gemara, obviously it would be kiddushin, then a year later they would propose nisuin. What about nowadays? So in those days, the chimud was after the kiddushin. Because kiddushin, a year later, no one has chimud for who knows exactly when it's going to happen. When they say, now let's schedule a nisuin, now let's schedule a chuppah, they have chimud. Nowadays, we do the Kiddushin under the Chuppah, so we have our Chimud before the Kiddushin. How do you know when it's Chimud? When does she have the Chimud? When you propose and she accepts. What's called proposing and accepting, interestingly. So Mechadai, she counts on it and she starts preparing for the Chuppah. When she counts on it and starts preparing for the Chuppah. So even nowadays, if I would say, you know, to the woman, okay, how about if in 5 years we get married? Then that wouldn't be chimud yet. It's only chimud when she's counting on it and she's actually preparing for the chuppah, whether the kiddushin was earlier or whether the kiddushin was later, makes no difference.
What is preparing for the
chuppah? She asked. I mean, the Rishonim used the example that's in Yom Kippur, so they start making beer for the chuppah. But I mean, she gets a hall, she talks to halls, she goes to halls, she goes to a dressmaker, she... You know, she starts doing actual physical preparations of physical things she needs for the chuppah. I don't mean she, you know, like works on, you know, her muscle. I mean she does physical preparations for the chuppah. Right, because why? That shows that she's serious about it. That shows that she really thinks she's getting married. Now she thinks maybe I'm getting married is not good enough. You need to be so mad. She needs to be sure she's getting married. And how do we know she's sure she's getting married? When she actually books a hall, she's sure she's getting married. When she actually goes to a dressmaker, she's sure she's getting married. Until then, she's just thinking about it.
It's an annoying question, but certain, specifically nowadays, certain things that you practically mean you're actually getting married, and some don't really mean you're for sure getting married. For example, people might break up even before, like, right before they book a hall, but they've already got like something like a gown prepared.
No, people always might change their mind at the last minute. That doesn't mean they weren't so mech. When a woman gets a gown, she is so mech at bedata that she's getting married. The fact that something unexpected might happen, that's always true in life. Right? Who knows? Maybe the chassan al chassan will have a heart attack and she won't get married. I don't mean that. I mean like, they made a decision, they're committed. When they're committed. That's what they're trying to say, when you're committed to getting married. In the Pesach Yishuv Tukam Aleph, he brings out two discussions. Number one is, what if a woman is waiting for chalitza? She's got the chasen, she's got the hall, she's got the gown, she's waiting for chalitza. Because she can't marry him without chalitza from her last husband's brother. So, he quotes the Shaar Ephraim, who paskins that until chalitza, she doesn't have chibud. Same question you have nowadays. A woman says she's waiting for a get for her first husband. Until the get, she doesn't have chibud. Because how can you say she's committed if she doesn't even know she's allowed to marry him yet? Right? So that's like an easy one. The other chumrah here is the Chamudi Daniel. Chamudi Daniel says, until you write Tanaim, there's no chibud. You have to count 7 days after Tanaim, because until Tanaim, you're not committed. Okay. So you could say this proves that everyone has to write Tanaim before the wedding, because the Chamudi Daniel says, you don't have chibud until the Tanaim. And therefore, you need to write the Tanaim in order to have Chima, in order to count the 7 days. Otherwise, you'll have to count the 7 days at the Chuppah. But obviously, that's not what he meant. He meant, you need to have whatever in your society shows commitment in order to count the Shiva Nikiyim. If a woman, a Hasidish woman, would count Shiva Nikiyim before the Tanaim, that's obviously worthless. She didn't have chima before the Tanaim because she knows it's not serious till the Tanaim. You're not committed till the Tanaim. There's no smichas das till Tanaim. How about nowadays? How do you know when there's smichas das? Is a good question. So, some people are machmir and say, what does the Kohen Gadol mean? To have smichas das, he's more machmir than the machaber. It's not enough to just have preparations. You need to have a written financial commitment. And therefore, some people are machmir based on the Kohen Gadol that until you sign on the hall, you don't have chimud because it's not a real commitment until you have a contract. Okay, so the pashtus, the Kohen Gadol, just means like, if you're in a community where there are Tanaim, you're not committed to life to the Tanaim. Some people really want to take this Kohen Gadol semi-literally and say, until you have a written contract, it's not what Shulchan Aruch says, say, no, he's more machmir. You need a written contract in order to be committed. And therefore, people say, until you book the hall, you're not really committed. L'maisa, none of this really makes a difference for us. We all book the hall many weeks before the wedding, right? We all have many written commitments many weeks before the wedding, and we only count the Shem Nikiyim 1 week before the wedding. So l'maisa, nowadays, you know, in those days, you can have a wedding chick-chock. Nowadays, it takes, you have to send out invitations. So halach l'maisa, none of these are really so relevant nowadays. We always commit ourselves well before the wedding. But theoretically, even nowadays, I know someone who surprised everyone else by like announcing that he was getting married in 2 days. He already was engaged to a girl. It wasn't as crazy as it sounds. He just all of a sudden found that his dumb looked and said, I'm getting married before everyone thought. Hopefully, he surprised the girl 7 days in advance. Otherwise, it would be a problem, right? I'm really more of an acquaintance, so I was surprised 2 days in advance. Okay. The son of the girl was surprised 7 days in advance. But theoretically, if you'd want to have a last-minute wedding, a shotgun wedding or some other better reason to have a last-minute wedding, no, you can't have a last-minute wedding until she counts 7 days, and she can't count 7 days till there's a commitment to get married of some preparations or some contract, etc.
Those are not fair for like having the contract sign all these different things. The woman's physiology responds to when the contract is signed?
Yes, because then she really counts on it. It's a matter of when she's sure she's getting married.
Not when they propose, like she gives her ring.
So halacha l'maisa, I think in our circles, when you give her a ring, you say, will you marry me? And she says, yes, but will the nase benet paisa, right? It's will the nase benet paisa. She would not have chimud yet. Why? Because I think in our circles, when you give her a ring and say, will you marry me? And she says, yes. Yes, it sounds very much like Tu'uli Nase Minit Paisa. But it's not, because in the original Gemara, Tu'uli Nase means a specific wedding date, not in general. When I say to the girl, will you marry me? She says, yes. Then we start thinking about when we're going to get married. If they have a hall before, yeah, it's an interesting question. If they have a hall before they engage, does she have chima before they get engaged? They already booked a hall. And what does it mean they have a hall before they get, they don't know if they're marrying each other and they booked a hall? It's become a tekkes. Okay, in my opinion, if they have a hall before he says, will you marry me with the ring, she already has chima when they booked a hall, regardless of the ring. And if he gives her a ring, but they haven't yet booked a hall, they haven't yet started preparing for a wedding, then she doesn't have chimud. Oh, he gave her a ring? That's like kiddushin. That's not already preparing for the wedding. Who knows when they'll get married? How could she have chimud? She doesn't know they're getting married in 3 months or 6 months. So I think you need smichas dat she's getting married, but more than smichas dat she's getting married, you need preparations. And some people are machmir, you need a written contract. But at the very least, you need smichas dat and preparations in order to have chimud, and then she could count the Shiva Nikiyam. Okay, halacha l'maisa though, as long as you're preparing the wedding more than 7 days in advance, it's not a big deal. Give me half a second here. Now let's go to the interesting part. Yes? Correct. Even without Kiddushin, and Lechora, even without it's not Kiddushin, but our proposal, as long as you're preparing for the wedding, as long as it's a matter of smichas das. But again, I think it needs me smichas das, not smichas das, this guy's going to marry her eventually. Because that's like Kiddushin. Smicha's das, that he's going to marry her at a particular time. Now, here is the machlokas, Rishonim. Seems to be Rishonim Ashkenaz and Rishonim Sfarad. When is there a chash of chimot? Based on the Gemara, when is the chash of chimot? At what moment, at what time is the chash of chimot? At the time of proposal, right? What does proposal mean? It means when she is smichas das that she is start preparing for the chuppah, right? Smichas das for the chuppah. That is when she. Now, how about afterwards? How about as the time gets closer and closer to the chasna? They don't say anything about chimud as the chasna gets closer and closer, because then that would be ridiculous. Then every day she can use Shiv Nikiyah and then she can never get married because right before the wedding she can use Shiv Nikiyah. So the Rishonei Sfarad assume that the chimud is only a one-time chimud at the time of proposal. Oh, she's exciting leading up to the wedding. Yeah, but there's no one time, so there's no chimud. One time in proposal. However, the Rishonei Ashkenaz think differently. The Rishonei Ashkenaz, the Rosh, and the Rashbam, and the Mordechai say, no, there's chimud at the time of proposal, and then there continues to have chimud until the wedding. What do you mean? How do you think women work? You think when at the time of proposal, they'll have a big chimud, and then they'll just not care afterwards? No, it's not how women work. It's how human beings work. At the proposal, it's very exciting, and then they keep being exciting, right? And then they keep having chimud. What's the difference? The difference is that at the time of proposal, there is a high-level chash chimud, and therefore we always assume she's a nida in Shiva Nikiyam. Between the proposal and the wedding, there's a low-level chash chimud, and she just has to pay attention to make sure that she's not bleeding.
Could that be another reason why you believe the decos?
Exactly, and that is precisely why. Let us, I'm going to need your help, Ellie. Precisely, as Mickey says, why do you need the bdikos? So, the Rosh and the Rashbam say, you know why you need bdikos? Because you need bdikos because every day you better check that you're not having chimud. Now, let us just, this is a fundamental chakira. What is the time of chimud?
Is that every day from the proposal till you get married?
Yes, precisely. So, what is the time of the chash chimud? So, if you are Rishonei Sfarad, such as the Rashba, the Ravid, the Ramban, the Ran, if you're Rishonei Sfarad, when is it? Only at the moment of Tzviya Upios, right? Proposal and acceptance. Only at that moment, then you Shiva Nikiyam. However, according to Rishonei Ashkenaz, I'm not sure about Rashi. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure Rashi is not in this, but certainly his grandson is very explicit, the Rashbam. The Rashbam is quoted in Mordechai, who endorses him. The Rosh is also, all three of these are very explicit. Says, no, there's two different chashos. Say, how can it be she has a chimud, she has a big desire, a big taiva at the time of proposal, and then has no taiva till the wedding? That's not normal. That's not how people work. So they say, no, there's two dinim. One din is at the moment of... Okay. Someone's got to remind me to bring a new markers one of these days, because they're running out of ink. At the moment of Tvi Upios, then we are Choshesh for Dan, even if she checks and doesn't find Dan. And doesn't find anything. Even if she checks and doesn't find anything, we're choshesh for dam. That's a higher level chimud, because that's the beginning. But you can't say that it doesn't continue. That's ridiculous. Two, until the chuppah. Now, you can't say until the chuppah, rechosh is every day for dam, no matter what happens. Then no one would ever get married, and there wouldn't be any Jews nowadays. Right? But until the chuppah, there's a slightly lower level. Until the chuppah, if she checks she is tahora, but if she doesn't check, we are choshesh for dam. And as whoever just made this aura, maybe it was Mickey, I forget, maybe that's why you need bedikos during the Shivanikiyim, not just for halosira. You need bedikos during Shivanikiyim because there's a new shashachimah every day. You need a bedika every day to get rid of that new shashachimah. So, why do you need bedikos during Shivanikiyim? Why do you need bedikos during Shivanikiyim? So, according to the Rishonei Svarad, which is why I wrote that, you would say, for a chalos sphira. But according to the Rishonei Ashkenaz, it might also be for chalos sphira. But it's at the very least also to check for new chimud every day. You see here that there's a much more practical chash according to Rishonei Ashkenaz and Rishonei Sfarad. Rishonei Sfarad says, yeah, do Shivanikiyim. The way we paskin, you need some of the dikas during Shivanikiyim to make a whole sphere in your gut design, but it's all past history. According to Rishonei Ashkenaz, every day you need a dika. As a matter of fact, we need an afkamina. According to Rishonei Ashkenaz, do you only need a dika during Shivanikiyim?
If you can retire it,
yeah, no matter how long it is. What if it's 12 days till the chuppah? They need a bedika for 12. You always need a bedika according to Rishonei Ashkenaz. Because every day is a new chima. Whether it's Shivanikiyim or not Shivanikiyim, you need a new bedika. Now, here, there's, what are the practical nafkaminas between them is not 100% clear. All of these are, many of the practical nafkaminas between them are actually controversial. For example, we see also in the Bach argue about some of them. But what might be the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? One nafkamina would be how many bidikos lechatchila toch Shivanikiyim. How many bedikas do you need lechachila toch Shivanikiyim? According to the Rishonei Ashkenaz, for sure, every day. For sure you need bedikas every day during Shivanikiyim. After all, you have to check every day for Nuchimad. According to the Rishonei Sfarad, maybe just one is enough. That's the sheet of the Beis Yosef. It's a maybe, right? Because you don't know. Maybe you should also need the Chachila once a day. But Beis Yosef thinks, the Bach disagrees, that, no, according to Shoni Sfarad, just have a Chalos Sfira. You know what? Once is good enough the whole week. That's good enough for Chalos Sfira. But if it's a Chashash every day, then you should need one every day. Yaakov.
Back in the day when women were involved with Taurus, were they there Chikas?
Sure, they were doing bedikas every day, yeah, in the morning and at night, and shas tashmish. But not if you're a katana, for example, like in that case in the Gemara.
I mean, if a woman is engaged and then 3 months later she's getting married, so then why not? I mean, if she's not chima 2 months before her.
Aha, so we'll see the nafkamina in a moment. How many bedikos lechachila toch zayin nekiyim? That could be a nafkamina. Theoretically, you could have said it's a nafkamina. Although, Lemaisa, we don't say this. How about B'dievet? You might have said that, according to the Rishonei Ashkenaz, you should need every day even B'dievet. However, Lemaisa, we don't say that. What other nafkamina could there be? Here's the obvious nafkamina. How about after Shiva Nikiyin, before the Chuppah? How about between Shiva Nikiyin and the Chuppah? Do you need Bedikos between Shiva Nikiyin and the Chuppah? So, according to Rishoni Sfarad, she shouldn't have to do any Bedikos after Shiva Nikiyin. She was Yotzei Chashash Chimon. She had Chashash. Let's say she has Chashash Chimon and they start planning the wedding 12 days in advance. She has Chashash Chimon, counts Shiva Nikiyin, there's another 5 days. Whereas Rishoni Sfarad, she shouldn't have to do Bedika. Or nowadays, right? Nowadays, you all start planning the wedding 3 months in advance because they have such fancy weddings. Right? So what do? You wait till she gets her period. She got her period. She finished her period 13 days before the Chuppah. So according to Rishoni Sfarad, she finished her period 13 days before the Chuppah. Do a Hefzik Tara because she had her period because that's her minhag. Do Shiva Nikiyin. There'll be 6 days left till the Chuppah. She doesn't have to do anything. There's no Chash Kimah now. The Chash Kimah was at the time of proposal. According to Rishoni Ashkenaz, no. She has to continue doing Bedikos. She has to continue doing Bedikos according to the Rishoni Ashkenaz. And that is basically, it's going to be a little more complicated, but that is basically the Kiddush of the Ramah here. Let's look at the Ramah. The Yesh Lismo Chatzvilo Samach Lubilas Mitzvo Chol Masha Efshar. Okay, and he quotes only Ashkenazi Rishonim. Mordechai quoted Ashbam, and the Maharami Rudenberg, and the Rokeach, in the name of his father, and his Rebbeim, and then goes to Ramanios. What does he say? He says, you should count your Shiva Nikiyin and go to the mikvah right before the actual Bilas Mitzvah, right before the wedding and the Bia. Why? Because you don't want to leave time for Kiyumin in between, right? And Vaham Minhag. Right, so basically, what is Rabbi Ramah saying? The Machaber, I don't know if he would say this. The Machaber is never Machriya on this. But if you're Rishoni Sfarad, why would you have to count your Shiva Nikiyin right before the wedding? Or technically right before the Bia, there's Kiba until the Bia. Why do you have to count your Shiva Nikiyin? Why can't your Shiva Nikiyin be a week beforehand? Right, what's the difference? Why can't there be a break between, according to Rishoni Sfarad, there can be a break between Shiva Nikiyin and the Chuppah. According to Rishoni Ashkenaz, no, you don't want a break. Because in a break, you'd have a chashash adam chimud. And theoretically, you would think you'd have to do a bedika every day. However, says the Ramah, haminhag, v'aminhag litbol kakala leil revi'i. Here we have machlokas, Ramah, and Bach. The minhag in his days was that the kala toveld, what does leil revi'i mean in English?
Tuesday night.
Correct. Leil revi'i is Tuesday night in English, right? Why did the kala toveld on Tuesday night, the shach says? Where did they get this minhag? Anyone know in these Ramah when they had weddings? Only once a week. When did they have weddings?
Friday night, right?
Times of the Ramah. I did not say times of the Gemara. Only Friday afternoon they had weddings. Why did they have weddings Friday afternoons?
Save money on the
Suda. So they had weddings Friday afternoons. So, but nonetheless, the Kala Tovel Tuesday night. Why would they have a strange meeting for the Kala Tovel Tuesday night? Said the Ramah. Says the Shach. Ah, because in the days of the Gemara, the Kala Tovel Tuesday night. Because in the days of the Gemara, the weddings were on Wednesday. The weddings were on Wednesday. She told Tuesday night. And she didn't total at the wedding. She totaled the night before the wedding. So they kept the meaning of totaling Tuesday night, yet they got married on Friday. And not only that, when did they do the Bilas Mitzvah, the first Bia?
Shabbos.
Nope, even though we, why do you say that? Because you're a yeshiva, you learn Maseches Ksubos, and it says you're allowed to do the first Bia on Shabbos. But that wasn't their minute, and you still are. It's not that there's a minute not to do the Bia on Shabbos. You're allowed to do the first Bia on Shabbos. However, that wasn't the custom. I don't even think I mean custom. The custom in their days was that they didn't do the Bia on Friday night for whatever reason. They would wait till Matzei Shabbos. So they would, in his days, the minute was the Tovel Tuesday night and to do the Bia Matzei Shabbos, which means 4 days of Chimud in between the Shiva Nikiyin and the Bia. What is that? A minute Lippel Akala or Via Afishlo Tibol called the Matzei Shabbos. Avol Ein Laharche Katvila Menavilo Yotzmizeh. But you shouldn't do more than, basically it's 4 nights in advance. You shouldn't total more than 4 nights in advance. V'imloti bol Matzei Shabbos, and what if they don't end up sleeping together Matzei Shabbos, so the chimud continues. The chimud is not till the chuppah. The chimud is till the bia. After Zayin Nikiyin, until the chimud doesn't stop at the chuppah. The chimud only stops when they actually do something. till Bilas Mitzvah, says the Ramon Dishpilch Shashchimud, you should really only tovel the night before the Biyah. However, for his some reason, his days, the minute was to tovel 4 days, 4 nights before the Biyah. But in multivol Matzei Shabbos, if for some reason the Biyah gets delayed and they can't tovel the Matzei Shabbos, she should live the Gospel Kol Yom HaBilas Mitzvah. She has to do Vedika every day. Here, the Ramah seems to have a kula. This is a big machlokas ad hayom hazeh in the halacha svarim. Big machlokas in the halacha svarim. She has to keep doing vedikos. And what does that mean? Says the Bach. In all cases,
until the Chuppah or
until the Rishonah, she has to do a bedika every day. But the Ramah says, we have a minhag l'hakel. The Ramah says, the minhag is, what's the Ramah's minhag l'hakel? If you delay more than 4 nights, you have to do a bedika every day. Obviously, what's the implication, Isaac? If it's 4 nights or less, then you don't have to bedika every day. Says the Ramah, you know what? 4 nights, what's the logic? It's such a short time that even without a bedika, we still trust her to pay attention to make sure she's not bleeding. Phil, you don't need to do a bedika to know you're not bleeding. You could just pay attention. But the bedika helps you check. So it says the answer is, look, she did a bedika Tuesday and went to the mikvah. Right? You always do a bedika on the last day of Shiva. She did a bedika Tuesday and went to the mikvah. She did a bedika Tuesday and she kept thinking about it. Meanwhile, that's enough. The bedika Tuesday and thinking about keeping an eye on herself will be enough to get her through Saturday night. Said the minute is to be makel without bedikos up to 4 nights. How do we paskin nowadays? Nowadays, a lot of svarim paskin like the Bach. The Bavei HaShulchan paskins like the Bach. Says, I know this Ramah had this minhag, but this minhag makes no sense. All the Rishonei Ashkenaz say every day is Lakshash Chimud. So, the Bavei HaShulchan and a few other books I've seen paskin like the Bach. However, Rabbi Willig paskins like the Ramah. He says, we can follow the minhag of the Ramah and Halach L'maisa. We paskin like the Ramah. And therefore, as long as she tovels within 4 nights of the, within, 96 hours, as it were, or approximately 96 hours of the Bilas Mitzvah, then she doesn't have to do bedika every day. Oh, we're Ashkenazim, and we assume there's a chashash chimud every day? Yes, there's a chashash chimud every day. But since she did a bedika and went less than four, and went only 4 nights, that bedika and her mental paying attention is good enough to make sure that she would have noticed if she bled. That she would have noticed if she bled. So we pass it like this cool of Ramah, even though it's a chiddush the cool of Ramah. If you just read the Ashkenazic Rishonim, you should think you always have to do a bedika every day. But we pass like this chiddush the Ramah, and especially since, you don't want to cause too many problems of chuppas nid is really annoying, more than annoying, is really traumatic perhaps even. It depends. If you're talking to someone who's getting ready for Chuppas Nida, then you don't tell them it's traumatic. Tell them it's annoying, but, it's not the end of the world. But it's really annoying. For reasons that we'll see at the end of the simon. Therefore, we try not to have too many chumras in this. So L'maisa, the Ramah says that if it's up to 4 days, you don't check. And so nowadays, what do? Generally, the rule is that Kala tries to tovel like the Ramah as soon as possible. Finish her Shemini Kiyum and tovel as soon as possible before the chasana, as soon as practically possible. Sometimes it takes a few days. For example, she's had a Sunday wedding out of town, so when's she going to go to the mikvah? Matzei Shabbos is too crazy, and Friday night is Shabbos, and so she'll go Thursday night. And the Bilas Mitzvah will be Sunday. That's still fine. What if she can't make it Thursday night? She goes Wednesday night. Even if she goes Wednesday night, the Bilas Mitzvah is Sunday night. That's 4 days. Right? So then she doesn't have to do bedikas in between. But what if finishes her Shemini Kiyum 6 days before the Bilas Mitzvah? Or 5 days before the Bilas Mitzvah? Then she'd have to do a bedika every day in between, because then there's no kula of the Rambam. We go back to Rishonei Ashkenaz.
Not just bedikas up until 4 days. She has to do bedikas every day.
That's what it sounds like. It's actually an interesting question. But that is what it sounds like. It sounds like there's a very specific kula. Yes?
When there must is, we usually smoke on tefillah, so samuch. That's more of like practical advice, just that she should minimize your egos. It's not like, there's no like halachic downside to make a little earlier. You just have to do more egos.
Unless you want to say that his original thought, his original before he got to the minhag, was that, no, you're more serious if you haven't tovled yet, and therefore, like, we want you to make your tefillah later. That's what but Lemaisa, I think I agree with you. Lemaisa, I think I agree with you that he just means you have to keep doing the bedikas. That's the error. We were just talking about it. If you don't want to keep doing the bedikas after you're tovled, this is what you have to do.
How many Rishonim did they schedule these weddings around her cycle?
What time of Rishonim? What do they do in Mei Sharm nowadays? Okay, in Mei Sharm nowadays, you always get an invitation 3 weeks before the chasana, because they wait till she gets her period and then schedule it for 3 weeks from then.
And in parts of America, we just rely on giving pills and stuff to push off.
And in what about everyone not in Mei Sharm? Who's, you know, more fancy and they need to schedule it months in advance because, you know, they have to have fancier weddings. And because they're not in such a rush or whatever. So what do? How do they avoid chuppas nida? So either if it's a woman with a vest that's kavua, then they just cheshbon based on her vest kavua, right? If for the past 10 years she's always seen on day 32, then they assume that it probably won't get us up now. It's only probably. And they plan it. Or something along those lines. Or what most people do nowadays is they use pills to interfere with the period to make sure it's not a chuppas nida. That's what most people do nowadays. Unless, if you're not willing to do the Mei Sharm way and schedule three, like I have some cousins who, they only tell you about the chasana 3 weeks in advance. You know, they plan it more or less, right? They only schedule the exact date 3 weeks in advance. Most of my cousins are not that way. Even the very firm ones, only the Yishuv HaYashan likes to do that, I believe. What most people, they use a pill to push off the periods, make sure you don't have a chuppas nida. What about Purubu? And, you know, it's normally usher to use birth control before you're entering Purubu. So that means on the wedding night she'll be on the pill and she won't be able to get pregnant. So the svara is, A, the Gemara says you can't get pregnant in the Birishona anyway, so it's not a biblical peruvu. That's actually not true in modern science. This is very, very important. And you'd be surprised if you would be a doctor in certain ethnic communities in the United States. You would be surprised how many girls are pregnant because they heard a masora from their grandmother. Who, I don't know if she got it from Chazal, but got it from, you know, someone who lived in the time of Chazal, that you can't get pregnant the first time, and therefore she thought she was okay. You should know it just doesn't work nowadays. It's a very important practical idea. However, number one, you could say, okay, so if you are, you know, if you don't hold from the Shana Teva, then it still does work nowadays. And therefore, it's not a biblical peruvu, right? If you're from South Fallsburg, then you don't believe in the Shana Tefen, so there's no bitl peruvu because you can't get married on the wedding night anyway. But the better svar, how about the rest of us who hold the Shana Tefen? Nowadays you can't get pregnant on the Birishona. I personally know people who got pregnant on the Birishona on the wedding night. So why is it okay to use pills to push off the period? So the answer is pashut. Because if he didn't use the pill and she was a nida, you also wouldn't be able to do peruvu on the wedding night because she'd be a nida. So it's not a bitl peruvu to use the pill instead of not having a bilas mitzvah at all. If you don't have bilas mitzvah at all, that's also not peruvu. So therefore, since the chashash that you wouldn't have bilas mitzvah at all, therefore, even people who are very makbid about peruvu and not using birth control are mekel. I'm not saying everyone in the world, but people in circles within, like, you know, two steps from circles we travel in either direction. Assume that even if you're very machmid on puruvu and not to use birth control, but if you're afraid of a chuppas nida to schedule the wedding, when the other option might be just to have the not have be at all. Therefore, we assume that it's mutter, and that is the mitigal.
It's only a shash. Now we're making a bad guy that they won't be able to.
Correct, but okay, you're mitzarif to that. That maybe there's less. Maybe it's unlikely to get pregnant to the birishona because we're mitzarif from Chazal, even if it's possible. And you're mitzarif to that you know it's a big shasat chak, and that besides the fact that it's. Personally, very annoying to have a chuppas nida. It's also halachically very didiyevet to have a chuppas nida. According to some rishonim, it's an esher gomer. According to other rishonim, it's a pagam and creates various halachic shailas. So halachal ma'isa, we still assume.
Is there any sfar to say that before they're married, with the opportunity to actually be mekayimet, then it's not so much of a bittul pururugu, and then once they get married, they're no longer taking it?
That's an interesting svara. It would be a chiddush because the Gemara assumes that it's a bittul peruvu even before you get married. For example, if a guy picks to get married to a girl who is not able to have kids, then that's a bittul peruvu. You know, you picked that before they got married. Okay, yesh ladun. Anyway, yesh ladun. In any case, that's the mitigol. Okay, weiter. Let's get back to the Ramah. Add the Ramah. V'davka l'chadchila. Avol b'di'evet. This is all l'chadchila. B'di'evet ein l'hachmer bodka rak pam achas tok sheva. B'di'evet, there's no problem as long as you did one bedika in the seven during seven. Now here you have a tremendous machlokes on what the Rambam meant. B'di'evet ein lahachmir vodka rak pam achas tok shiva. What does that mean? B'di'evet, it's okay. So that's lechatchila. Let's just review lechatchila what we need. Halacha lemaisa. Lechatchila. Every day during Shiva Nikiyam and every day afterwards, if there is a longer gap than 4 days, right? What about Bidyevet? One Bidika in seven is good enough. What do we mean by one Bidika in seven is good enough? Here it's a tremendous amount of focus on Chronim. Says the Chavos Das. Says the Chavos Das. That what do you need B'dieved? B'dieved. One B'dika during her Shiva Nikiyam is good enough. Meaning, what's the Rama saying? B'di'evet, forget about the Rishoni Ashkenaz. B'di'evet, rely on the Rishoni Sfarad. Maybe you wouldn't go quite so far, but the basic idea, the Shita. B'di'evet, if she didn't do any B'dikas after the Shiva Nikiyam, as long as she did one B'dika during the Shiva Nikiyam, that's good enough. But there's another way to read the Rama. The other way to read the Rama is not going back on the Shiva Nikiyam. He's saying, B'di'evet, a bedika every 7 days is good enough. You know what? Because one bedika can last you 7 days in terms of the checking power. And that is how the Chachmas Adam and the Sidrei Tara read him. The Chachmas Adam and the Sidrei Tara say, nope, you need at least one bedika every 7 days until the Bilas Mitzvah. Means, what if there are 7 days from Mikvah to Bilas Mitzvah? And she doesn't do B'dika in any of them. Chavzaz would say, B'dieva, it's okay. She did one during the Shiva Nikiyam. The Sidrei Tara and the Chavzaz would say, no, B'dieva, it's not okay. B'dieva, she didn't do B'dika every 7 days. There are moments you do B'dika every 7 days. He means we take this chashash of ongoing chimut very seriously. It's just that even if you don't do B'dika every day, if you do it every 7 days, that's good enough to prove that you're really checking and keeping on top of things. So halacha l'maaseh is a big machlok, but we're not sure what the Rambam means. B'dieved in l'hachmir b'dikah pamachas toch shiva means if you once check once within 7 days, chavos das, or no, if you always check once within every 7 days, that's good enough. After all, what's the svara? Just like in Shivan Akiyim, checking once in 7 days is good enough, so too in the ongoing Shashokim with once every 7 days is good enough. Okay, this is a big machlokas. Most poskim follow the, like all the modern days svara, follow the Chachzad and the Sidri Tara here. Which is, meaning, if she counted Shivan Akiyim, went to mikvah, and then waited 7 days before the Bilas Mitzvah and didn't do any bdikos, maybe she would need another Shivan Akiyim. Because you went so long without a bdika, and then you were forgetting to keep an eye on yourself. Then you weren't keeping an eye on yourself anymore. Now there'd be a chash. That would be a big chumrah. Okay, halacha l'maisa. I would look for other stuff in Lahakel with Tzarif to this. Perhaps to try and fetch out a kula in this case. But
is it after the tefillah?
Even after the tefillah. No, that's the difference. Chavos Das says it just means during the Shemini came before the tefillah.
No, but after the tefillah is obvious. That's what the Ramah said. Only had 4 days.
No, he means that if it's more than 4 days.
They have a problem.
If it's more than 4 days, you have to do a bdika every day l'chachila. What about b'diyevet if it's more than 4 days? Say, b'diyevet you need once every 7 days and tell him. And the chavos das means you needed to have done it once during the 7 days beforehand. Nick?
Why can't you just say it's going off of Aleph, where the Ramah said that b'diyevet all you need?
That's what the chavos das says. That's exactly what the chavos das says.
Does that make more sense?
To
say, like, okay, that's all the chachila, but b'diyevet, go back to what I said in Aleph, and that's enough, obviously. To...
It's a good question. What's shot in the... you're saying the Chavos Das is a good pshat in the Ramah.
Yeah.
Chavos Das is a good pshat in the Ramah because, like, he's using words that he's used before. So the Chor should be referring to the same thing. He should be referring to the original Shivan Akiyim, not to the ongoing days.
You already mentioned that in Sifal.
Right, that's the other problem. Why do you have to repeat it? He should have just said Vidya, which is Mutter. Without the Dikos. Obviously, we know Sifal already. So it's unclear. It's unclear. The one hand, maybe he's referring to Sifal. The other hand, he doesn't have to say anything. We already know Sifal. Okay, Halacha L'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, I would be, and it seems to be that most Achronim follow the Sidrei Tara, most of the Ma'ariv Poskim follow the Sidrei Tara and the Chachos Adam. For example, Rav Forst, in the previous machlokas over here, he did not very clearly give an opinion, although he seemed to lean in the same direction very well. Like, whatever here says, oh, there were Pasha, no one agrees with Chavos Das here. I don't know what Rabbi Willig says here. I don't know if he ever told me what he says about this. Halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa. It's pretty a little tricky. Most. Most modern poskim follow the Sidrei Tara and the Chachos Adam, which means that if a woman went 7 days between the between her last bedika and the Bilas Mitzvah, she now is in big trouble because she now lost track of herself and we're choshed for chibud, which would be a big chumrah. Halacha l'maisa. That would.
As a real internal.
Yes, pashtas. Halacha l'maisa, I would be maker like the Chavos Das that Seiref, if even she did some small bedika, even if it's not a full bedika, even if it's not totally internal, you know, l'maisa, even if she, you know, just wanted to check that she wasn't bleeding, wiped after going to the bathroom and. And checked them out. No. Anyway, halacha l'maisa, most poskim are machmir here, which could be a big game changer for someone who's in this situation. You know, are we going to be natal against most poskim? Alright, let's see. I'm going to ask Rabbi Willig what he would say in this case. Alright, I'm going to call Rabbi Willig and ask him what he would say in this case. Let's leave this with Sarah again for now. We'll check the tapes of 2 years ago, I guess, for everybody, what I said. Anyway, let's just move by here a little then. V'chol chasim yishal kala kodem shiyam v'msham rashim nekiyam. Every chasim before he touches the kala, the chofer has to ask her if she kept the shim nekiyam. Says the shachs of kodem dalet. Nowadays, that's not our minhag. The old days, the minhag was the chasim under the chofer had to say the kala, did you keep shim nekiyam? She has to say yes before he can touch her. Nowadays, we changed our minhag. That was a little too awkward, maybe. Nowadays, the minhag is that if the kala was a nida, someone would tell the chasim. The chassid can assume that the kalos, that someone would tell him if she was a nida. And if no one told him she's a nida, then he can assume that she's okay. That's the meaning nowadays, that the chassid assumes the kalos okay, unless someone tells him otherwise. Not to mention the fact that in, you know, more modern circles, the kala might even talk to the chassid before the chuppah, and then she might tell him that she went to the chuppah. As, you know, lachodesh as that sounds. Continuing, Gimel. In Dachma Nisuin Machmas Ezo Siba, if they pushed off the Nisuin for some reason, Afa Pishi Yashra Shivanikiyim, even though she said Shivanikiyim, Tricha Lachsor Velasev Shivanikiyim, Sejpashru, Las Ebelipo, Sejpashru Lasos, Hanisuin. If they pushed off the Nisuin, let's say they planned the Nisuin is going to be Tu Bishvat. And then something happened and it got pushed off. What happened and got pushed off? The most likely thing in the old days?
Money.
Money, they disagreed about money, right? Keep in mind, in the old days when they made shidduchim, they didn't ask, does your son love my daughter? Did my daughter love your son?
Okay, that's a bit of an exaggeration. Meaning, you know, sometimes that was also involved.
But lemaisa, those weren't the serious negotiations. The serious negotiations were how much money is the chassan's parents giving and how much money are the kala's parents giving. And let's say they worked it out, and then all of a sudden, they had some disagreement, some misunderstanding, someone backed out, something changed. Then, obviously, I only meant if, and I did, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And all of a sudden, they discover, no, we meant 100,000 shekel, not $100,000. No, it's $100,000. Okay, we can't go through now, we have to work this out. Okay, cancel the date. So they push off the nisuin. For whatever, but or it could be for whatever reason it was. Maybe the chassan just changed his mind. Even if she had already gone to the mikveh and counted shim nekiyam, and then there is pashru, they compromise, right? And they decide to do the nisuin. She needs a new shim nekiyam and a new tevila. She needs to start all over again. She needs to start all over again if. She needs to start all over again if she if they push it off and they and then they reschedule it. Why does she need to start all over again if they push it off and then they reschedule it? So this is a bit of a machlokes. The levush, which they call it the Ater Zahav, right? The Levush, the Shach quotes Levush, but he doesn't quote his Svara very explicitly. The Taz quotes Levush, and quotes his Svara very explicitly. Here's a machlokas. The Levush says, what's the Svara? The Svara is, he goes to a new proposal. A new proposal has a new moment of chimud. After all, they were vatal the old proposal, they had a new proposal. When they were vatal the old proposal, then she's back to square one. When they make a new proposal, then there's a new moment of chimud. That's the sheet of the Levush. However, that is not, this comes from the Rishonim. If you would look in the Baragoli, you would say the Mordechai, based on the Rashbam. And I don't know if the Gro also says something here. He doesn't. Okay, but the Mordechai based on the Rishbam. If you look at the Mordechai and the Rishbam, this is what the Shach and Taz assume. The reason, what's the svar for Sif Gimel? What can I erase? What did you already get a picture of? You already got a picture of this. Oh, okay. I should have taken that. Okay. We'll have to look at that. The Dachu Hanisuin Vinis Pashru. So, why do you need a new Shiva Nikiyim? So, says the Levush, meaning the Atar Zahav, right? Why do I keep calling the Levush? From Mordechai Yaffa, he wrote a series of books. They're all nicknamed the Levush because, since his name is Mordechai, he named them after the Pasuk. Mordechai Yaffa, the Levush Malchus, the Chilz Vachor, etc., etc. And then he just, the Levush Malchus on the beginning of Orachayim, the Levush Chilz Vachor is on the end of Orachayim. The Levush Atar Zahav is on Yoredea. The Levush Tachrish Butz V'Argoman is on Eben Ezer. The Levush Ha'ir Shushan, count that also, the Levush Ir Shushan is on Choshen Mishpat. So you got the whole Shulchan Aruch there. So whenever the Shach or anyone else puts the Ayin Shin and Choshen Mishpat, then you get the Ir Shushan, the Levush, right? Something gets confusing that the Shach says, this you could prove it from this sugya, and the ayin shin, lo ayin shin. The Ir Shushan, lo ayin shin. The Ir Shushan didn't take this smoker into account. The Atar Zahav is just a lavush on Yoredea. He also wrote other books, meaning Yehuda, Maisa Ora, Basimcha, Basasim, and Gar, there's also the Lavush Ora, etc., but those are not on Halacha. The Lavush Ora. Which is the one on Rashi? I think that's the one on Rashi. Super commentary on Rashi Al Torah. Anyway, Lo Mishana. Okay, so the Levush says, because it's a new proposal. So it creates a new moment of Chimud. That's the Levush. But that's not the original Svara, because the Mechaber is quoting a Mordechai. And the Mordechai, we know what his Svara was. The Mordechai, and therefore the Shach and the Taz, who follow the original book of the Mordechai, say, no, it's because of the Svara of the Rishonei Ashkenaz. Because every day has continued Chimud. If every day has continued chimud, how could she ever go to the chuppah? No, because she pays attention to check herself. Even if she doesn't do a bedika, she still pays attention to make sure she's not bleeding. Every day has continued chimud. And if she wouldn't pay attention, we would be choshesh for dam. Every day has continued chimud. Every day she didn't pay attention, we'd be choshesh for dam. But of course, every day she does pay attention. But, and since dachu hanisuin, she stopped paying attention, so we are choshesh for dam. So there are two ways to read Sif Gimel. The Levush Atar Zahav reads it as it's a brand new proposal, new moment of chibud, like on the model of the Rishonei Sfarad. But the Shach of the Taz saying no, he's quoting a Mordechai. Let's assume he's the reason is the Mordechai's reason. On the Maamar Shmuel Ashkenaz, every day is a chibud. So why is she tvei every day? Because in the second everyday din, if she checks, then we trust her to check, and she's the Hora. I don't mean she does the detail. She pays attention. But when they push up the Nisui, she stopped paying attention. She stopped paying attention, then we were afraid she might have bled and not noticed, and therefore we're choshesh for dam.
Why would you say that? Even the Rishonei Ashkenaz are masking that there's like a special status to the shash of the Tviya, and this is a new Tviya. Is it more mustaver just to say that, like, the Levush, even for the Rishonei Ashkenaz?
No, because because the Shach and the Bach, the Kai and the Bach here, would anyone be offended? Right? The Mordechai leading to the Shach, Taz, and the Bach, not necessarily in chronological order. Because they don't think this is called a new proposal. They say this isn't called a new proposal. This is just the old proposal getting delayed a little. They don't think it's a new proposal. It's a good point. We'll see in Av Kamina. But it's not considered a new proposal. Okay, good point. The way I presented it at first, it sounded like they might agree to both. So why do you decide? No, it's not a new proposal. And therefore, there's a nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? There are two potential nafkaminas, the Bach and the Taz. And the Shach, the Bach, quoted in the Taz, Sivkatan Vav, and the Shach, Sivkatan Vav, Kasva Bach. Yeah. What's an afkamina? What about the following case? What if in one maimed, in one meeting, they pushed it off and rescheduled it? What if they pushed it off and rescheduled it in one conversation? Then, according to Lavosh, you'd say, but there's a new proposal. She'd need a new Shivanakia. But according to the Shach and the Mach and the Taz, nah. It's all in one conversation. She had no time to stop paying attention in between. Wait, you think people pay attention every minute? It means they pay attention every day, every half a day, every third of a day. You know, that's still paying enough attention. She paid attention before the meeting. She paid attention at the end of the meeting. If for 1 hour she was distracted, that's not enough to say there's a Shasha bleeding. Everyone gets distracted. People sleep. Right? You're allowed to be distracted for one time. So what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is be'osomamad. If it's in one meeting, the Lavush says explicitly, she needs a new Shivanikiyam. But all the other Achronim say, nope. She's still Tahora. Why? If the new proposal, it's a new proposal, even if only 10 minutes elapsed between the Dechiyah and the Pshara. But if it's because she stopped paying attention or kosher for bleeding, we're only kosher for bleeding if she stopped paying attention for a day. Not if she stopped paying attention only for a few minutes. As a matter of fact, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes here in Sifkat or something. Sivkatan Vav, maybe? From the Bach, not the Bach and the Bach and the Torah, which is not in the schools, the Tshuva is the Bach and the Siri Tara and the Maritats, that as long as it's in the same day, that's good enough. Right? Still Tahora adds the Pisrei Tshuva, the Shane, Shut Bach, the Maritats, Maritza alone, and the Siri Tara. As long as it's within 1 day. Within 1 day, if it's the same day, meaning not the next day, the same day, in the morning they pushed up the Nisui, in the evening they rescheduled it. Okay, as long as it's within 1 day, then we're not choshe, she bled in between. We're not choshe, after all, what if she sleeps 8 hours a night? Are we choshe, she bled? Okay, maybe you say when she sleeps, she's not thinking, fine. But if it's very quickly, then there's not so much time, we're not choshe for dam. Only if you wait until the next day, then we're choshish. That's what the Pesachei Tshuva says in the Kutn Vav. He says, I am very hative, etc. Ugdol mizok has bach tshuva, the tshuva even further. And the Shuvah Shmavitats, hative that dhiyah kviyas are yikobion echad, beim diga shachris va'arbis, filo docha bistami, filo v'chazur, if she did a bdiga in the morning. Right, chucha? Yes?
They cancel it and then reconcile, or they push it?
They pushed it off indefinitely.
There's never a cancellation.
Well, it was a pushed off indefinitely.
Is that a cancellation?
No, but pushed off indefinitely is tantamount to cancellation.
Postponement.
But I don't mean postponement, meaning, I don't mean postponement like they get together and say, you know what, let's do it 1 day later than we thought. No, that's not a new proposal, and that's not taking your mind off of it, right? I mean, they say, we're off for now. Right now, we're in vocal plans, let's see what happens. They didn't say we're not getting married. They said, we're calling off the wedding on Tumish Vater. Whether there'll be a wedding afterwards, we'll have to see. That, I don't know if you call it cancellation or indefinite postponement. But again, it doesn't mean they said, hold on a second, all of a sudden on Tu B'Shvat some emergency happened, can we push it off to Yud Zayin? Yes. No, then it's not a new proposal. Then it's just rescheduling. That's no big deal. The same thing would apply, by the way. The same thing would apply if they made it earlier. What if they said, no, instead of Tu B'Shvat, let's make it Yud Daled. Then the Taz in Sivkot and Gimel takes it as a Dover Pashat. That wouldn't be a new Chiman. What do you mean? If you just move the time without going from yes to no to yes, that's not a new chimut. You make it a couple days early, that's not a new chimut, a couple days early, a couple days later. Nah, it's only if you call it cancel. If you cancel it meanwhile, right? Meaning, for now, we're not having any wedding until we decide otherwise. Right? Meaning, you can still be engaged. You say, we're not bringing the engagement. By the way, this can happen sometimes nowadays, not because the parents fight over the money in our communities. That's not how it works. In our communities, you know, people get married because they love each other. But that can happen all of a sudden. The chassan and kal have second thoughts, a fight, whatever. They say, we're not ready to break off the engagement, but let's cancel the wedding for now. I don't want to have to end up divorced. Let's cancel the wedding for now. Give it a few months, see what happens. I'm sure you've seen that happen. So that's what we're talking about here. And what if the very next day they say, no, we resolved everything. Let's go back to the original date. The new Shiva Nikiyam, bang for the Vush, the new proposal, bang for the Shach and the Taz and the Bach, because meanwhile she wasn't paying enough attention and she might have bled. Right? That's when you need a new proposal. But if they would just say, oh, grandma is a ghost ace, let's move the wedding a few days earlier. Also, I've seen that happen. Then the Talmud of Gad and Gimel says, that's not a new chima, that's not anything, it's still the preparation. Or if they say, let's move the wedding 3 days later. All of a sudden, there's a hurricane predicted, let's move the wedding 3 days later. That's also not a problem. It's only when you say, let us call it off. Not call off the engagement, but call off the wedding. And then they reschedule it, even they reschedule it for the same exact date. Then it's either a new chimut or a hesach hadas, right? If you want a phrase here, let's say hesach hadas, right? Right? Chimut. Either a new chimut, chimut hadas, or a hesach hadas. She takes her mind off watching herself. That is the chakira here. And the nafkamina is, what if only a small time elapsed? A small time is not a hesach hadas. How small? Okay, everyone knows how it sits. That's machlokas, right? I'm not saying the same machlokas. So in the shachan, the Taz quote the Bach argument, the Levush. Levush says even 5 minutes, new proposal. They say no. In one meeting, that's too small to be hesgadas. But the Tzvi Chuva says the Bach himself and the Tshuva went further, and so did many Achronim. Even in the same day, it's not a hesgadas, because as long as you remember in the morning, you remember in the evening, just being mesiyatas during the day is not a big deal.
With regards to this nafkamina, because we said that the Rishoni Ashkenaz require a bedika every single day anyway, because there's a chashash of chimun as we get closer. So the only really nafkamina is for that day itself, whether she needs?
No. Whether she has to start counting another 7 days again is the nafkamina. What do they say? Let's say they cancel the wedding today and reschedule tomorrow. Meanwhile, since she wasn't paying attention, we're afraid she might have bled, and now she needs another shivna kiyam. Now she bled again.
Sounds really. The wedding's next week.
And now they have to wait at least a week. Meaning, they get into a big fight 3 days before the wedding. Say, that's it, we called off the wedding. Wake up the next morning and say, no, the wedding's still on. No, it's not. They have to wait another week. Lekuliyama. Just according to the Levush, even if it's 5 minutes later. No, all the families together for a meeting. 4 days before the wedding, they get together. And they say, we're canceling the wedding. And then, 10 minutes later, they say, no, we're keeping the wedding.
This isn't the first meeting. This is the later on.
This is a meeting within 7 days. Right, it's a meeting within 7 days. If you're more than 7 days away, then who cares?
It's not also the time they planned the wedding and then they canceled the
wedding. No. That was the way they canceled and rescheduled. Okay. Meaning, Dachu v'nis pashru b'usamayimet. They canceled and rescheduled the same meeting.
Didn't we say that the Yeved, the worst case...
By the way, these things can happen nowadays. You got to be careful. Yeah?
Didn't we say the worst case scenario, the Yeved, that as long as she did one in seven...
That's if at least she paid attention because she thought she was getting married. But if she thought the wedding was off and stopped paying attention, that's worse. Meaning this is all, what do we see? Where is this? Worst case scenario, bitnai, bitnai that she at least had in mind she was getting married. But if she had in mind she wasn't getting married, then that's worse. That's a mafurish Mordechai. Pretty easily they say he's died from the Rashbam. Okay, it's a mafurish Mordechai. It's, you know, close to mafurish Rashbam. It's a mafurish Mordechai. Okay, it's not mafurish Mordechai. It's a mafurish Mordechai. And it's a mafurish Mordechai, and a mafurish Bach, and a mafurish Shach and Taz. If she had in mind to not get married, that's worse than not doing bedikas. Because if you don't do bedikas, at least you're still mentally thinking about it. But if she had in mind to not get married, she's not even mentally thinking about it, we're choshish for kibud.
Just to clarify, if the wedding didn't go up in the air, but she decides that she's going to continue doing bedikas just in case... things work themselves out.
Aha! That's a machlokas in the Marvik. Even if she kept doing bedikas, it doesn't work because she didn't take the bedikas seriously. And this is a big machlokas between the Masas Binyamin and the other poskim. The Taz quotes the Masas Binyamin. Here it's machlokas in the Masas Binyamin. The Marvik says they argued about this. That's another great nafkamina, right? What if she did bedikas in between? According to the Lavash, of course that wouldn't help. How does it help to do bedikas in between? There's a new proposal, right? So, second nafkamina. Sorry, it's a bit of a mess here. Second nafkamina. Vodka bintayim. Let's say 3 days elapsed between the cancellation and the rescheduling. Vodka bain hadechia le pshara. Between the, according to the Lavash, Pashat Lo Mahani, how does it help? She has a new proposal. According to the Mordechai, that's a machlokes. According to the Mordechai, that's a machlokes. The Maharik says, the Maharik and the Taz say it doesn't help. Why doesn't it help? The whole point is pay attention. She was obviously paying attention. No, because we don't believe that she did good bedikos. However, the Masas Binyamin says, of course it helps. She was paying attention. She was doing bedikah. How can you say it doesn't help? What's the Havmina? Avada, it helps.
That was who said that it doesn't help?
The Maharik and the Ramah.
You said the Taz.
The Maharik and the Ramah. And I did say the Taz, didn't I?
Yeah.
How does he start here? 1 second. Maybe we'll have to continue this next time. It's more complicated than that. Okay, you know what? It's a little more complicated than that. Maybe we will. That's not the case of Masas Binyamin. It's the Maharik, the Ramah, the Maharik, and the Taz say, and the Shach. The truth is, just the Maharik says the according to the Mordechai. Here, it's an interesting machlokas. It's a machlokas. Maybe it helps, maybe it doesn't, but the Ramah is machmer even according to the Mordechai. The Ramah is a big chomer. The Ramah is machmer even according to the Mordechai. The Masas Binyamin disagrees, but the Shach quotes the Masas Binyamin disagrees, but the Ramah is machmer. The Masas Binyamin is mekel, but Machmir Limaisa. Okay, maybe we'll pick up this point next time because it's very late. You would think like the Masas Binyamin here. If she kept in the bedikas in between, then obviously she was paying attention. And what's the problem? Why should we worry she bled in between? But nonetheless, the Ramah is machmir that even if she did bedikas in between, that's just because someone told her to do them. She didn't do them seriously. And therefore, she wasn't serious. She wasn't paying attention. And Limaisa or machmir like the Ramah, which shows that it's very chomer to push off the wedding. Better be careful before canceling weddings so you can get yourself in the trouble of Dachimud. Bain the one pshat, bain the other pshat. Let's pick up with this, however, because there's a lot more details we need to fill in. Amir Tashem, next time. Asani. When is the next year? On Tuesday.